Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last time I was here, I spoke on Vishnu Sahasranam, and I don't remember which name I spoke on exactly, but I, in the course of speaking on Vishnu Sahasranam, it went through the well-known song of Vallabhacharya, the Madhur Ashtakam, Madhur Adipater Akilam Madhuram. So that was probably a few hundred names ago. Not sure exactly. Today, taking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, I'd like to speak on Vishnu Sahasranam, name 826, according to the commentary of Parashara Bhatta, the first Sri Vaishnav commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam. He has divided the name so that name 826 is Shatrujit Shatrutapanaha. Other commentators take these as two names. Parashara Bhatta has grouped them together. Shatru means enemy. Shatrujit means who conquers over enemies. And Shatrutapana means one, literally means one who scorches or burns enemies, who gives them a lot of trouble. Parashara Bhatta also, in his commentary, he takes names in, many of the commentators do this, they mostly do this, they take the names in groups of names, so a few names will relate to one avatar or one lila. We'll find, last of all, I'll speak on our own Gaurya Vaishnav commentator, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, who explains these two names, or he explains it as two names, in a manner quite different to that of other commentators. So Parashara Bhatta, I usually speak on his explanation first, because the original source of the compiled commentaries that I'm referring to was done by a Sri Vaishnava who gives his first. So prior to this, Parashara Bhatta, like all the commentators, describes the names in terms of Bhagavan directly himself. But Parashara Bhatta will now explain, beginning from this name, in terms of what we in the Gaurya Vaishnava Sampradaya would call Shaktyavesh avatars, that the Lord enters into other beings and empowers them to do his work. So killing the enemies, he personally does. He killed so many enemies, but he also did via others. Especially we can think of Bhima and Arjuna as great killers of enemies who were empowered by Krishna. And that Arjuna was empowered by Krishna. Arjuna understood this theoretically, but he found out graphically after Krishna had left this world, and Arjuna was escorting Krishna's queens to Hastinapur, when they were kidnapped by a gang of, I guess in English we call them highway robbers, highwaymen. And Arjuna was astonished. What's going on? I defeated, single-handedly I defeated so many great fighters, and these are just some local brigands, and they overpowered me. And what's going on? Then he realized, oh, Krishna left this world, and he's disempowered me for whatever his reasons may be. And of course, the reasons are explained by the acharyas, that Krishna, it was time for him to leave the world, and the members, the males of the Yadu dynasty and the female, they all had to leave the past. And then Arjuna, when he went to explain this to Yudhishthira, then Yudhishthira also understood, okay, they all left, it's time for us to leave too. And who remained behind? Abhimanyu Suta, Parikshit, remained to be the first to try to keep out Kali Yuga. He was liberal. He gave him a chance. And Kali is nasty. So he took the opportunity. And he's now fully entrenched in the world and in the hearts and minds of pretty much everyone in this world. That was also required. Kali Yuga is also required to give the demoniac but not very powerful demon, the demons who are not so powerful but who are demoniac in nature, to be demoniac and also empower, because everyone gets what they want, and they get what they get what you want, and you get what you deserve. And that also sets the stage for the arrival of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, as we just heard, also kills the demons. Where are the worst demons in Kali Yuga? Where are they? In America? That's what a lot of people think. Probably not in America. They think all the worst demons are where? In Russia, right? And that's right. Russia equals bad. That's geography come arithmetic class in a Mississippi schoolroom. The worst demons are in my heart. Worst. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to kill all the demons. Anyway, we'll get through to that. The meanings of the two names are similar, yeah. That either directly or indirectly, Krishna kills demons. And if he doesn't directly kill them, he gives them a lot of trouble, as they deserve. And it sometimes death can be better than staying alive. An anecdote, maybe it's an apocryphal anecdote from the time of the French Revolution, where the famous "let them eat cake" Marie Antoinette, when she was brought to the guillotine, she was said, "Keep calm, it'll be over quickly, it'll be bad, but it's over." She said, "It's not bad. This is my good friend, Monsieur Guillotine." You all speak French in New Orleans, right? He invented this thing. He said, after what she'd been through, the torture and the ridicule, just to get her head cut off. Ah, very nice. And people think like that, don't they? Suicide. So many people commit suicide. It's better not to be alive than to be alive. Life is so bad. That's what the Mayavadis think also. Better to... Well, they have some fantastic dream of becoming God with no personality. And both things are ridiculous. First thing, they can't become God. And the next thing, there's no such thing as not having personality. But it's the original Buddhists, nihilistic Buddhists, who don't even recognize that there's any personality whatsoever, or anything whatsoever. There's no thing, and there's also no nothing. You can't say it is, and you can't say it isn't. You can't say it both is, and it both is and it isn't. You can't say it neither is, and it also isn't. Oh, makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who delivered us from all this nonsense in the form of so-called Buddhism. Anyway, he gives an example, because all these commentators, they don't just speak ad lib extemporaneously from the imagination of their minds. When they explain the names, they give reference from Shastra. Everything should be with reference to Shastra. It's not just so you simply imagine something, and that's supposed to be spiritual. That's a major difference. For myself, that was a major reason why I could accept Srila Prabhupada. Because I had some realization that so many people are talking about spiritual, 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 but they're just talking according to what they think. And why should I take seriously what they think? But Srila Prabhupada, especially when they all say different things and none of them make any sense. But Srila Prabhupada, he very much emphasized that we have to understand reality, we have to understand God and ourselves and everything in existence through the eye of scripture, which is accepted by, and also no one can just make up some scripture. That has to be accepted by great personalities. As he often does, Sri Parashara Bhatta, to explain the name Shatrujit, Shatrutapanaha, quotes from Vishnu Purana in relation to Paranjaya. You all heard of Paranjaya? His name comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's in a list of names. But he's better known as Kakutsta. He's also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, more detail in Vishnu Purana. So in the dynasty of Ikshvaku, in which Ramachandra Bhagavan later appeared, Ikshvaku himself was a son of Manu, as we know from Bhagavad Gita. Ikshvaku had 100 sons, among whom Vikukshi, Nimi, and Dandaka were the eldest. The sons of Maharaj Ikshvaku became kings in different parts of the world. Here also, the whole planet was under Vedic culture at one time. But that's been forgotten. And even if it was known, that has been destroyed. They try to destroy all evidence of Vedic culture worldwide. Although, despite very good efforts to destroy evidence of Vedic culture worldwide, there's still plenty of evidence being unearthed here and there. When it gets unearthed, it usually gets buried pretty quickly again. Not like the bones, they dig up some bones of some human going back a long time, and they say, look, this is evidence of evolution. And later on they find that the bones are... There's still people in the modern age with similar kind of bones, but they don't tell you that. They try to fool you into thinking that the bones are some prior to Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens? 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 Sapiens. Satanums. Homo sapiens. Sapiens means sapient. Sapient means intelligent. They actually think they're intelligent. So, the sons of Maharaj Ikshvaku, or as Srila Prabhupada would say, Ikaku, in his Bengali pronunciation, were ruling here, no doubt also. Vikukshi was banished from the kingdom because he didn't properly follow the Vedic culture. Very serious thing. You're going to be a Brahmana, you have to be a Brahmana. You're going to be a Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya. You have to follow all the rules and regulations. You're going to be a Vaishya, you have to follow. You're going to be a Shudra, you have to follow. If not, then you become a Chandala. Then you don't have to follow anything. Then you can have freedom. America's based on freedom, right? The land of the free. That means Chandala culture. Because, as we learn from Bhagavatam, everyone is bound by the ropes, just like bound by the rules of the Vedas. Every human being who's actually human, they follow Varnashram Dharma, they have to follow the rules. And if you don't follow, then you're doing. But even among the Chandalas, they can't wantonly kill anyone or this or that. They have some kind of social system, even among themselves. So Vikukshi was banished from the kingdom. Going back to Maharaj Ikshvaku, he attained liberation when he left his body by the mercy of Vasishtha and by his performance of mystic yoga. So when Ikshvaku expired, his son Vikukshi returned and took charge of the kingdom. Means he had reformed. And then Vikukshi's son fought with the demons for the sake of the demigods. And because of this, he became famous as Puranjaya. Puranjaya means who conquers over the cities. Indravaha, he used Indra as a steed. And Kakutsta, he was also on the back of a bull. So going, he had many names. People who perform many outstanding activities, they get many titles. We see that in the present day. They give you PhD, MLLB, and all this kind of thing. So names would be given to people. That's why we have Vishnu Sahasranam, because he has unlimited qualities and therefore he has unlimited names, of which 1,000 is just a small sample. So from Vishnu Purana, how Lord Vishnu says he will enter into the body of Paranjaya. Paranjayo hi nama shashadasya cha. Raja Shesh Tanaya Kshatriya Varyaha Tacharira Yaham Angshena Swayameva Avatirya Tana Sheshan Asuran Nihanishyami. As an Angsha, he says, with a part of myself, means he doesn't give his full power, but with a part of his power, he says, I will descend, avatirya, into the body of Paranjaya and kill the asuras, asheshan asuran, unlimited numbers of demons he will kill. Kakutsta bhagavata charachara guru achutasya tejasa apyayito devasura sangrame samastaneva asuran nijaghana nijaghana. Then Kakutsta Paranjay, being infused with the power of he who is the eternal ruler of all movable and unmovable things, of everything, destroyed in battle all the enemies of the demigods. Atha. Now, Bhagavan Adi Purusha Purushottamo Yovanashvasya Mandhatu Purukutsa Nama Putrastam Aham Anupravishya Etan Ashesha Dushta Gandharavan Upashamam Nayeshyami. Then, going on to again from Vishnu Purana, discussing the great personality known as Purukutsa, who's also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, as a later, in the same dynasty, a later descendant of Puranjaya. His brothers are better known because there are narrations about them in Bhagavatam. But Purukutsa was the elder brother of Ambarish and of Muchukunda. And he was also a great personality in his own right. There's so many great personalities in the history, and the Puranas just select a few of them to describe. And that also in brief. Just like Muchukunda, he was fighting on behalf of the demigods, and that's all you get. That's all is said about him. And then he felt tired, but you could have a whole huge encyclopedia about his battles he fought and how he, you could have a Mahabharata just about him. But how much can we read and remember? So it's just made brief. So describing, I just read from another section of Vishnu Purana. So, Adi Purush Purushottam, the original person who's the supreme person, says, I will enter into the person of Purukutsa, the son of Mandhatri and Yuvanashva, and again, Ashesha, unlimited, Dushta Gandharvan, I will bad Gandharvas. Some Gandharvas are good, some are bad. It's like, Dvobhuto sarge lokesmin daiva asura evacha. Within this universe, there are two kinds of people, the good and the bad, the godly and the ungodly. So that's not only in human society appears, at least among the lower demigods. Some of the Gandharvas are good, some are not so good. We find also among the Yakshas, some are good, some are not so good. So some Gandharvas were causing trouble, or were seen they were going to cause trouble, and Lord Vishnu entered into Purukutsa too, upashamam, to just calm them down a bit. So, rasatala gatascha aso bhagavata tejasa apyayata atmavirya sakala gandharavan jaghana. So it says, I'll cool them down, but he actually killed them all. It's one way of cooling people down. Going into the regions below the earth, being filled with the might and the power of Vishnu, Purukutsa destroyed the Gandharvas. Just a technical point, one of the commentators, Krishnadatta Bharadvaj, he takes Shatrujit and Shatrutapanaha as one name, but then he describes it as if it's two. So it's when you're when you're dividing a thousand. It's a great thing. In the even before you start, you have to take the whole Vishu Sahasranam and divide it into 1,000. And so even before you start, you have to see how you are going to divide the names, so you get 1,000. Well, 1,000 doesn't have to be 1,000, right? There are some in South India, you'll find so many temples with a pillar, 1,000 pillars, but they don't have 1,000 pillars. 700, 800, at least we don't see. They might have had at one point, but from the architecture it appears. But Lugbug, thereabouts. Maybe they're pillars that we don't see, that the gods see only. Satyadeva Vashishta, a recent commentator who takes evidence from the original Vedas, and he often describes the names in terms of Lord Vishnu's function within the material world, which we'll get to, because he gives more than one meaning. But first of all, he gives the meaning, the same thing. Same thing as Parashrabhata, that the Supreme Lord gives his power to great personalities who go after those who want to harm his devotees. And in this way he punishes them. Satyadeva Vashishta quotes from Atharva Veda, Dvishas tapayan harada shatrunam tapayan manaha Duhrada sarvas tvam darbha dharma eva bhin sam tapayan. Separate names. Treating as separate names is done by the first commentator on Vishu Sahasranam, at least the first commentator whose commentary is extant, which is Shankaracharya. And he takes it as two different names. Same thing. He takes Shatrujit, means the enemies of the gods are his enemies, Vishnu's enemies, and he conquers over them, and so he is Shatrujit. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. We see those who are enemies of Indra, which means enemies of demigods, Midyanti Yuge Yuge. Krishna comes in various avatars in every age to help out Indra, who struggles with, when he struggles with his enemies. So, quiz, on the spot quiz. Who can think of some enemies killed by Krishna? We already had Ram and Ravana. Of course, Ram killed so many other demons, apart from Ravana. Kamsa, Putana, Trinavarta, Bakasura, Shishupal, Bakasura, Shalva, Vyomasura, Dantavakra, Arishtasura, Pondraka, Keshi, Shishupal already said. Well, I guess we could go through to another day of Brahma. He gets killed more than once. Then, Agasura already said. Okay. Vatsasura. What's that? I can't make it. Mr. Naya. Yeah, well, we're talking. Well, that was through the agency of the demigod overseeing heart attacks. So we're talking about the direct. Otherwise, there's no end to it. Dhenukasur, is that right? No. Boo. You got it wrong. Read your Krishna book more carefully. Shakartasura. Yeah, that's a very early one, right? Bakasa already said. There are so many which we may not even know about, because in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna would kill demons almost every day. It's just like in play. Bhomasura. Chanura, yeah. Mushtika was killed by Balaram. Kaliya, no, he didn't kill him. He chastised. Kuvalayapira, yeah, who is the elephant. The washerman, well, he's not such a big demon. He's just someone got... I mean, he wasn't a threat to the demigods. But if you see Kuvalayapira, if you see from Gaga Sanghita, he was not just any old elephant. He was a real full-fledged top-level demon. Who Kamsa, he went around conquering so many... These demons that Kamsa sent and who were with him, they were all big demons who the demigods were afraid of, and Kamsa conquered over them. And then Kamsa thought, now I got it made. Yeah, so all the demons are under my control. Krishna, one of the demons he killed was his own son, Narakasura. Shakart has just been said. Any others? Putana, what about the Shankachura? Seven bulls, they're all demons also. Yeah, that's already said, Poundraka. He tamed them, you're right. Wrestlers, yeah. There are a whole bunch of wrestlers. First is Chanura and Mushtika, and then they brought on the reserve forces, and then Krishna and Balaram. Just the worst enemy. Shalva, did someone say Shalva? You said Shalva. The worst enemy. There's no enemy in this world but the uncontrolled mind. This is Shankaracharya. He comments on this. The worst enemy. We think of our enemies. He is my enemy and I have killed him. What is that? Ishvara Hoham. Ardyo bijanavana smi konyo stri sadrishang maya yakshe dasyami modishya itya jnana vimohitaha. The demons, they think, he is my enemy and I have killed him. Then I will perform sacrifices, I will give in charity. See, not all religious people are good. They can be demons also. In this way, I will rejoice and be happy. In this way, they are overcome by ignorance. They're bewildered by ignorance. Enemies. Generally, they're grouped in six: karma, lust, krodha, anger, lobha, greed, moha, illusion, which is an all-encompassing term, mada, pride, and matsarya, envy. They all come from karma, right? We find in Bhagavad Gita, it all comes from desire. That by dhyato vishayam pungsang sangas te shupajayate, sangat sanjayate karma, and then from karma. Actually, even to meditate on the objects of the senses means that the desire, the wrong desire, is already there, but then it becomes a... It graduates from the status of a vasana or a dormant desire to a specific desire. Just like a man may have a general desire to enjoy women, but then if he meditates upon or starts to think about one particular woman, then he falls in love. And or whatever, or he desires to lustily enjoy. So in this way, it becomes specific. So karma, everything develops from that. But then if you go to the last of these, matsarya, actually everything springs from envy of Krishna. But from in the material world, and that manifests as desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And then all bad qualities will come, including envy of everyone else, which is expressed as envy in the sense that someone's got more than me, so I don't like them. Or if you happen to be in a dominating position, exploiting others. So these are different. Bad will, dvish, the term dvish, bad will to others. And these are said to be the six main enemies, but then there are misconceptions, cheating propensity. There's so many bad things in the heart. What shall we do? Let's do a little meditation. Okay, everyone do a little deep breathing. Pretend you know what you're doing. As a yogi. And then sit there and make the mind peaceful. Yeah, sure. Mindfulness. What's in my mind? I don't want to be mindful of all that junk. So how to overcome these enemies? Just make the mind still. Anyone ever try to make the mind still? Probably most of us tried at some point. How much did you succeed? Yeah, sometimes you can think, okay, now I emptied the mind. And as soon as you think I emptied the mind, there's something in it. So it's practically impossible. It's like this idea, you should get free of desire. But you can't even start to get free of desire unless you have a desire to get free of the desire. So it's self-defeating. Therefore, Krishna consciousness makes sense. Because instead of trying to get rid of desires or empty the mind, we should purify the desire. Instead of trying to impossibly throw out all desires, desire nice things for Krishna. Just like you might like to dress very nicely. You can also dress Krishna very nicely. Who's dressing the deities this morning? Who's here? Are they here? You dress the deities. Well, I must say that I am a conditioned soul, but as much as Srila Prabhupada has given me the ability to see anything spiritual, I think the dressing is superb. What do you all think? And despite my diseased tendency to want to look at the bodies of beautiful women, this is a lot better. And we become purified. And not only that, the flowers were grown with love and devotion for offering to Krishna. So the gardener gets the benefit also. Who's the gardener? Grows the flowers and makes the garlands, is it? Both. And you're all engaged. Everything you do is for the pleasure of Sri Sri Gaurinithai and Radha Radha Kanta. So that's a lot easier than trying to sit down and empty the mind. Even if you come to a peaceful place, like some field in the middle of Mississippi, then the flies will come and ants. Do you get those, what are they called, fire ants? Oh, it's pretty difficult to empty the mind when you're getting bitten by them. Huh? Oh, is that what it is? No, that's not very pure, is it? They're called piss ants. Wait a minute. Anyway, it's southern USA, so what do you expect? Not renowned for its Brahminical culture, yet, outside of here. So, purify the consciousness. Krishna is so kind that as the killer of the enemies, he gives the nectar of himself so that we can become purified. And we wouldn't know anything about it if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada. So, both ways, both directly by appearing in this world and by empowering Srila Prabhupada, who came to the Western world and very powerfully preached Krishna consciousness. He gave us the method by which we can conquer over these enemies. And it's such a good process that we don't even think that much about conquering over the enemies. When we're thinking of serving Krishna, we're not thinking, I've got to get rid of all this lust and greed and anger and envy. That's the only thing the Mayavadis can think about, apart from thinking they're God, which is not... I'm God, but I just have to get rid of all this lust and greed and anger and all this stuff inside me. And man minus desire equals God. That's a wrong arithmetic by a certain Mayavadi in South India. What is arithmetic wrong? So we concentrate on the positive. Krishna consciousness is positive thinking. Positive thinking in this world, I'll get ahead, I'll be a success, I'll have a great career. It's all nonsense. Because you just sign yourself up for another set of births in this material world. Mindfulness, Krishna teaches mindfulness in Bhagavad Gita. Man mana bhava mad bhakta, think of me, Krishna says. Then you don't have to worry about all these other things, mindfulness and what is it? Standing on yoga, meditation, all this kind of thing. Just chant Hare Krishna. And Jai Shokal Bipod Bhakti Vinod Bolen Jokon Onam Gai. All the dangers go away just by chanting the holy names of Krishna. When we're absorbed in kirtan for the pleasure of Krishna, then we don't... Where is the lust and greed and anger? It's not there. Narottam Das says similarly. Let me see. If I can remember what that says. Shunya Gobinda Rob Apane Palabai Shab. He describes the, Karma, Krishna Karma Apane. We should dovetail our desire into desire for serving Krishna. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Our anger should be reserved for those who are envious of the devotees. But then all these bad things will automatically run away. Apane palabe shab, apane palabe shab, shunya Govinda. On hearing the name, the sound of Govinda, all those bad things will go away. Singha, what is that? Singha Jena Korigon. I can't remember exactly, but just like the very powerful elephants, they run away at the roar of a lion. Then Satyadeva Vashishtha, coming back to the role of Lord Vishnu in this material, how he operates within the material world, he says, Shatrujit means he gives all living beings the means to defend against their enemies. Just like he gives horns to horned animals, nails and teeth for members of the cat family. And for humans, even though not very physically strong compared to many other species, gives the intelligence to defend themselves. Every living being has means of defense to conquer their enemies. The means of defense and to conquer their enemies. The cheetah, C-H-E-E-T-A-H, for instance, they can run so fast that they can conquer their enemy. Then Shatru Tapana means very similar, the torture of the enemies of his devotees. Shankaracharya says that, that's, I already discussed this, that he punishes the evildoers when they're alive. So when we get, it's not just someone does something bad and squash them and kill them, but we have to suffer. When we're suffering in this world, of course we're always suffering, but sometimes more intense than others, we should think, yeah, I did something wrong. That's why it's happening. Shatru Tapana, the scorcher of the foes, this can also be taken as Shatru and Tapana. Shatru, it's broken up and then joined together again. Shatru Tapana can mean, Tapana means the sun, Tapana, scorcher, heater, so that means who gives trouble to. But literally means who gives heat is a name for the sun. So he gives trouble to the enemies of the sun, the enemies of the demons. Then Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary, he's described the last few names in a completely different way, in respect that's Suvrata, Siddha, he's described in terms of Krishna leaving Dwarka and going all the way to Mithila to visit his devotees known as Shutadev and Bahulashva. So he takes the name Shatrujit because Brahmanas, they're very interested in destroying the internal enemies. So Baladev Vidyabhushan describes that Krishna, within the heart of Shrutadev, killed his internal enemies. That's lust, greed, anger, and so on. And the king, Bahulashva, is very interested in subduing the external enemies. That's a major duty of a kshatriya. So as Shatrujit, he killed the enemies within the heart of Shrutadev, and empowering Bahulashva, he chastised the enemies of the kingdom of Mithila. And that is what I have to say, taking guidance from the commentators on Shatru Jit, Shatru Tapana. Hare Krishna. Looks like you're blessing me, or is that a question, or what is that? It's a question.
Question is in relationship to Shaktavish avatar. So we understand, we see an example of Srila Prabhupada, Shaktavish manifestation. But in the Shastras, you hear like official Shaktavish nomenclature. I'm just wondering, what is the designation? Where is the variation? What is the range of that?
Shaktavish, some examples are given, which are given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Sama, and then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some are listed, taking from previous Shastra, maybe Higher Shirsha Pancha Tantra, like this. But anyone who is seen to be acting in an extraordinary way can be understood to be empowered. Actually, everyone's empowered by the Supreme Lord. Even to scratch your head, take some energy and power. We don't think about it. I often use this example because one cold winter morning, quite a few years ago, I woke up. It's because in India we don't use heating. When it's cold, you're cold, that's all. And it does get cold in the winter also, in North India especially. So I woke up and I got up, and I was wearing my kurta at night, so I had to take that off to bathe, and I couldn't take it off because my whole right arm was so stiff. And then I realized that you don't even think about doing things like taking a cutter off or scratching it, but you can't even do that. The power to do so is given to you. So everyone, whatever power comes from Krishna. Some people are more empowered, have some special power. Hitler was an empowered person, but he wasn't an avatar. He was coming from down to up and then went down again, no doubt. He is a very powerful person, but that we can understand Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tar Pravartan. Without the power, special power of Krishna, no one can spread this Sankirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. And even if you want to say the official, if you want to say official, it means someone, they came, they did what they had to do, and then afterwards, someone wrote it down, right? So now Srila Prabhupada has come, Srila Prabhupada has left our mortal vision, and we can unquestioningly say that he is a Shaktavesh avatar. Otherwise, not possible what he did. And then the guna avatars, Brahma, Shiva, they're empowered by Vishnu. So that they could also be called Shaktavesh in that regard.
Someone like Prithu Maharaj, he's a jiva soul, even I'm saying, but he's treated as if he's God.
He is, yeah. Actually, any king is. If we see in the Vedic literature the way that kings are addressed by the panegyrists and the brahmanas, they'll say, "You are Vishnu who is moving in the world to destroy the bad elements." That's standard. But with the understanding that he is Naranam cha naradhipam, Krishna says, among men, I am the king. So like that, it's in the Western world, or the non-Hindu world, or whatever you want to call it, the devotees often have difficulty with seeing the guru as good as God. But it's a standard understanding that he, in quote-unquote Hindu culture, that the king, the brahmana, Naradeva, Bhudeva, the brahmanas are called God among men, or the king may also be called Naradeva, Bhudeva, God on earth. So they're considered like that. But with proper understanding also, as the representative of the Supreme Lord. And then if he misuses that, then he becomes subject to punishment, like Vena Maharaj. Anything else? Vancha kalpatarubhyas cha kripa sindubhya eva cha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chirnakam padayone patyakritva cha kaku shatameta dahambra vimihe sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne kurutanu raga parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu makarona vayang vicharyamaha hari rasa madira madati matta Bhuvi Vilo Tama, Nartama, Nirvisham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.